We told Marty not to pull it down, right, Thomas?
Right.
It was all turned down. Sorry about the volume. Anyway, I said that Ross told Mark. So Ross said we told Marty not to turn it down, not to pull it down. That meant not to pull down the toilet paper. And then Ross said, "That's Daddy's dirty bath." And then I said for Ross to tell Mark not to come in. And Ross said, "Don't come in, Mark." And then I said, "What did Marky say?" And Ross said, "I won't come in," real nicely. He imitated exactly the way you're supposed to say it. It is?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What are you going to do with it, Ross?
A monkey popped already.
No, that was yours that popped.
No.
Yeah, yours popped. This is Marky's.
No.
Yes. This one. No, this one belongs to Mark. You can play with it, but it's not yours.
It's mine too.
Nope, not
it's
yours.
It's Marky's umbrella.
Mark, you share toys, right?
This is my
number. Right.
Why?
Right.
Yeah, Mark
is. Well, last night Ross said.
It's Marky's and Ross's.
Marky's and Ross's, right?
Yeah.
And last night Ross said both of us have milk, right?
Yeah.
I was going to give both of them bottles and say both of us have milk.
Yeah.
What has Marky got in his mouth?
Raisins.
Raisins? Are you sure that's a raisin?
Yeah.
Take a good look. What is that?
A raisin?
It's not a raisin. What is it?
A gum.
A gum?
Yeah.
A gum.
A raisin gum.
No, you know what it is?
What?
It's a little penguin.
Marky's
eating a little penguin.
Yeah.
A little rubber penguin.
That's my poo-poo. Penguin.
Poo-poo penguin?
Yeah.
Why is he a poo-poo penguin?
Because I poo-poo on him.
You did poo-poo on him?
Yeah.
Where?
On his nose.
On his nose?
Yeah.
He hasn't got poo-poo on him.
Yeah.
Where? You show me that.
I will show you.
You will show me, okay.
There's a penguin.
He's right over there.
Where?
You want me to get him? He's right there.
I poop on some white hair.
You did poop on his nose?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to, because now I need to be a penguin.
Uh-huh, I see. Yeah. Hey, Ross, can I ask you a question?
What's that brother's name for Jimmy? What's that brother's name for Jimmy? In other words, what is Jimmy's brother's name? Marky. Mary's. Jimmy Drain's brother came to the door, and Mary said, "That's Jimmy's brother." And Ross said, "What's brother's name for Jamie?" Mm-hmm. And what he meant was, "What's Jamie Drain's brother's name?"
Pap.
Pap. And then Marky, I hurt his hand. He burned in the sink very badly, a second-degree burn, and he's been going to the hospital. And yesterday he was showing his babysitter's son what was wrong, and he held up the hand, and he went, "Oh, whoa!" He said, "Went." He went, oh.
All
right. And so this is what happened.
And every time he cried, he looked right at his hand.
Eventually, I put my hand down in that sink, and boy, it hurt. And then I took it out of that sink, and oh, it hurt. And then I took it to the hospital, and oh, it hurt some more. I Which is, you know, sounds like I want more daddy, but I'm sure it isn't.
David and the other one is Susie and the other
isn't
one.
Isn't there one called Rudolph? Is Rudolph one of them?
And Daddy, yes.
Uh-huh. How about Rudolph?
Nope.
And Flasher and Dancer and Prince and Prancer and Donner and Blitzen. Flasher and Dancer and Prancer.
No.
And Donner and Blitzen?
No.
Those are some of his reindeers.
No. No, Marky is his reindeer, and Rossi is his reindeer.
Oh, he has a reindeer called Ross? I see.
And what's his reindeer?
A little reindeer called Brian?
Yeah.
How about Jackie Paper? Does he have a reindeer called Jackie Paper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Let's see if we can find a picture of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe there's one here.
Here's a picture from Santa Claus.
There's a picture from Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Or is it a picture of Santa Claus?
Here's a picture from Santa Claus.
How about a picture of Santa Claus? Is that right? Is it a picture of Santa Claus or a picture from Santa Claus? How do you say it, Ross?
Picture from Santa Claus.
Oh, from Santa Claus. Okay.
Yeah.
And what are these little girls?
That's not a girl.
Yeah, that's girl and a boy.
Yeah.
And this one, probably that's a little boy. They got on their warm clothes.
Yeah.
Mittens.
Yeah.
Snow coat.
Yeah.
And yeah. The head.
Yeah.
You have those clothes?
Yeah.
You have them too?
Yeah.
We're going to turn this off now.
No!
Why not?
You forgot that little boy.
What has he got on?
He's got a coat on.
He's got a snowsuit.
And he's got, what's that?
That's a thermometer.
Thermometer.
It must be real cold. It looks like it's 15 degrees in that thermometer.
And then comes the tiger.
Okay, what goes together up here? What goes together?
I don't know.
Raincoat?
Yeah.
Goes with what?
I don't know.
What goes?
Brown.
What goes together down here?
A dog and a bone.
Right. They go together. Okay. And what goes together in the next one?
Wood goes together.
Okay. How about up here?
No.
Yeah. What is that goes together there?
Table and chair and
wagon. No, just the table and the chair go together. Table and a chair go together, right?
Yeah.
Not a wagon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wagons, different wagons for play.
Yeah.
Table and chair for eating.
Yeah.
Right?
Raisins in a little tea container, two different. I said, "You want these raisins?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "No." He said, I had it open. He said, "I want them closed." Which is the first time I've heard it. A factative. Didn't he put milk over his tummy? Ross said he put milk over his tummy. Oh, he's throwing things. Ross said he throws things instead of he's throwing things. So he left out the copula and the ing. And then I asked him why he throws things. He said because he likes to, because it's nice, which is a fairly standard answer that Ross gives, which is because he likes to, because it's nice. For ever any question about motive of a person doing something. Soil plays, and I said, here's your sack. So he understands the yellow soil procedure. You show people things, say, here's your ass, such and such. I was trying to tell Ross that he has more toys than Marky, and that's the reason why he shouldn't take the toy from Mark. But suddenly Ross decided that all the toys belong to Marky, interestingly enough. So I think what we have here is, and he said, I pointed all his toys, he said, those are all Marky's. And I was only saying is, if you're reasoning that if they're all Markies, therefore I can't have the one I want right now, then I'll let them all be Markies for now so I can get the one I want. You don't have any toys, and then he says, yes, see, I have any toys. Yes, I have any toys. No, you say, see, I have some toys, Russ.
He doesn't understand that some is used to contradict the previous.
But Marky don't have toys.
Not any.
But Marky don't have toys because.
Marky doesn't have any toys.
No, because he's too little.
Uh huh. Do you have some toys?
Yep.
Where are your toys?
Right down there and over there.
Those are all your toys?
Yeah. These are all my toys.
Does Marky have any toys?
No.
How about that one toy? Can he have one toy, please?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
He can have that one.
That one, yeah. One toy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Russ. So finally, Russ gave in to my argument.
Yeah.
When I challenged the possibility that his other toys might not be his, he decided to. Thank you, honey.
My Santa Claus can bring my presents to me, and it'll be a skateboard.
It'll be a skateboard?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How do you know?
That's how I know.
What about skates?
Skates don't make a lot of noise.
They don't make a lot of noise?
No, skateboards don't make a lot of noise. No.
Okay, now, Rose?
What?
When you came out of the tunnel, you said, I went pee-pee.
Yeah.
Will you flush it? And I said, why don't you flush it? He said, I don't know how. And then I said, I don't know how to flush it. And Ross said, I'll show you how. So what we had was a case where he originally denied that he knew, and then because of the pressure of I don't know, and then the aptness of I'll show you on his part, he changed his position and decided that he did know. So we have essentially forgot his earlier argument. Now, Ross, tell me about the
tape.
Yeah, don't do that. You'll hurt your tape. Don't do that to your tape.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm
going to
put my finger in there and turn it away.
Now, one of the things that Ross has been saying today, today's November 4th, is that he does a lot of what's going to happen after I go to preschool or after preschool.
Yeah.
So he's very clear about the one notion he has.
Get down, you dummy.
Get down, you dummy? Okay. You want, I can help you, Ross. I can help it.
Get
I can help
down.
It.
Okay, do it.
Good. Do you like this?
Yeah.
You want to turn it?
Yeah.
Now let's put that back.
No, I don't want it.
Okay, but don't let Marky pull the tape. Okay, so he knows about app, and also he said that mommy was sick after she didn't go to work.
Oh, please.
Oh, she didn't come home from work. And he met after she came home from work.
Santa Claus.
What's that?
A boy.
Doesn't know how to say, I don't want you to wash my hair. At least it didn't come to his mind. Ross said he wants to go to the store to get some summer cookies. I said, how about raisins? He said, no, we got raisins. Which shows that he forgot what I had said just a few minutes ago about giving him some raisins. And it's interesting to show the short memory for some plan. Now he remembers, by the way.
Boxes and then I want to buy the cookies and I want to eat my raisins so I'm not preschool.
Okay, let's get the raisins.
And I don't go preschool.
He won't. No, you go to preschool. Just get some raisins. I brought home my towel from preschool. I say you to wash it. Maybe it was I tell you to wash. No, I say you to wash it. That's it. Ross said, Washington? What does Washington mean? I'm bringing him up here to show on the map where Washington is. Yesterday he asked me, what is exercises? What do exercises mean? And I told him that it meant jumping around. And today he said, I don't want to watch that program. And he says, I know what program means. So he's being real good about learning words, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're learning a lot of words about program and exercise. And Washington? You want to see where Washington is?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go look over here on the map.
Yeah.
Where do you think it is?
On
your map? Up on your big map, right?
Yeah.
Okay, where do you think Washington is? Look over here. Right here is Washington.
Uh-huh.
Can you touch it? Put your little finger on it. That's the capital of the country. That's where the president lives, Ross.
Yeah.
In Washington. Okay? So we go back downstairs. Thank you. Really?
Yeah.
Which one? You put a wooden tile on?
And then I just hit my stick and hit that for that for getting him in the cover. And I'm gonna hit him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh. Why?
Okay. Because he got on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Notice there's a hit. X roar doing something. I'm bound to deliver a hit.
Mm-hmm. Put my hit right here. And you can see my... And you can see you.
Okay. Oh.
This is you, and this is me, and this is Marky, and we have gloves on, and we don't have a coat.
Right. Who did that thing? Who did that thing?
You did.
I did it. And where's one?
I don't know.
Why didn't we draw one?
No, because you don't like mommy, because you like mommy after I go preschool. Not yet.
You want to go to preschool?
We just got an hour and a half.
Hey, Ross, I need to start your school.
Oh.
You want to watch the school?
Not yet.
You're not going to preschool today?
Yeah.
Okay, not a preschool yet.
Why?
So you stay home.
Okay. And please put Yakko ready.
She's all locked up.
Yeah.
No one's at preschool today. It's Saturday.
Yeah, and then I can go to preschool.
Mm-hmm. You can't go, honey.
Why?
I'm sorry, you can't do it.
Will my Santa Claus going to get mad at you?
Why?
Because he say I'm going to get mad at you right now.
What did I do bad?
You said I can't go to sleep.
Oh.
Well, my Santa Claus is going to bring me to preschool, and the teacher's going to come at my preschool.
Santa Claus is going to take you to preschool.
Well, I'm going to...
Go to your room. Not funny.
I'm going to call for me. Oh!
Okay, say you're sorry, I'm going to shoot you. Say you're sorry.
Don't get me and don't get Marky, okay?
Okay.
Don't get
That's
me
your family.
Yet.
Oh, your lunch?
No.
Where's your lunch?
I'm right here.
Oh, you mean the raisins and the cereal?
Yeah.
That's your breakfast?
Yeah. smell it to my hands.
Okay. Okay, go on. But you're going under the covers, Stella.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Bye. I'm going to get my marquee and my washi and don't get you and don't get my yeah.
Okay. See you later. What are you doing down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll cover you up.
I'm scared of the ghost.
You scared of the ghost?
No, I'm scared of the ghost. And that's why I need to get in here.
Oh, why you need to get in there? Because you're scared of the ghost. That's smart. They can't find you in there.
Hear me.
Here I am. Are you going to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
No. Because I got finished.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question.